We do know when it is revealed we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has his hope based on Him makes himself pure as He is pure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There is perhaps no other solemnity that we have in the church calendar year that is more Catholic than the Feast of All Saints. Christmas surely is the highest, Easter is the highest, and Christmas in rank. But the most Catholic, because it is only really celebrated by the Catholic Christian Church. The Feast of All Saints goes back to a time when the church was being persecuted. The church was under attack from pagan cultures. The pagans were afraid of the dark, afraid of evil spirits. In order to have a change of heart then, the church instituted the Feast of All Saints, saying to us, in effect, don't focus on evil, don't focus on the negative in the world, don't be afraid. Instead, focus on the light, who is of course Christ Jesus, and focus on those who follow the light, those who wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. That imagery comes to us from the book of Revelation, huh? I don't know whether you ever sat down and read the book of Revelation. It's rather an obscure, at times frightening piece of scripture. It's written in apocryphal language, using a lot of symbols, imageries, numbers. But one of the overriding themes of the book of Revelation is this terrible beast, the Lamb. Are you afraid of a lamb? No. Okay. But this is who Jesus is, huh? He comes to us as the Lamb of God. This is what St. John called Him, huh? Of all the titles He could have used, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Son of David, He chose, behold, the Lamb of God, who comes to take away the sins of the world. This is who Jesus is. He comes to take away our sins, so that we now can wash ourselves, our souls, in the blood of the Lamb, making our souls pure as He is pure. This is what this feast is all about. This feast is not so much to say, well done, good and faithful servants who have gone before us, who are now saints in heaven. Surely that's part of what we celebrate. But what we celebrate is that we too can be saints. We too can be holy. We too, maybe someday, will have our image up on the wall here at St. Mary's. We got plenty of wall space. Who's to say your image will not be there someday? We don't do that out of vainglory. We do this because we're called. We do this because we're called to be disciples of Jesus. And that means, as Jesus told us in the Gospel, you will be rejected, you will be persecuted. They will utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of Him. Are you ready for that? Are you? You should be. If not, you need to get ready. And the only way to get ready is by following after Christ, daily washing ourselves in the blood of Christ. And we do that principally through the sacraments. Of course, we have the body and blood to come to us from the Eucharist. But anytime we celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation or confession, we are washing ourselves in the blood of the Lamb. That's why the Church gives us the special days to make a plenary indulgence, a full indulgence for the poor souls who didn't take seriously the Lamb of God. So as we continue with this Mass, then first let us pray for ourselves that we take seriously the call to holiness, the call to be pure as He is pure. Let us also pray for the many other who have given themselves over to the world, over to darkness, over to paganism, that by our actions, by what we say and don't say, by what we do and don't do, that we may draw all people to the Lamb of God.